And now let's learn about the military that the next Secretary of Defense will inherit. We called a former general who was in charge of building the Army of the Future, transformation as it's called. His name is John Riggs. In 2004, he said the U.S. Army was overstretched. Later that year, General Riggs was forced to retire. The Army had accused him of violating contracting rules, though an investigation found the violations to be minor. Now, Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary that Riggs served, is retiring. He'll be replaced by Robert Gates. And retired General John Riggs says the Army is worn down.
I think the Army is feeling the effects of repetitive rotations, and they're feeling the effects of overusage of all of their equipment.
What are those effects on a typical brigade? What kinds of things are happening concretely?
Well, most of their equipment, we're using it about five or six times the usage rate that it was programmed for. So that means that, you know, where we were looking at a tank driving maybe 800 miles a year for training purposes, it's now doing 4,500 miles a year, 5,000 miles a year.
That doesn't sound like very much for a car. Is it a lot for a tank?
Yes, it is, because with that type of terrain, you know, we're not running on Interstate 95. We're burning up our equipment, you know, more quickly. But, you know, I think the real problem is more serious than that. You know, I can remember when I came back from Vietnam in the early 1970s, and it was a pretty arduous tour, and I had been back from Vietnam, I think, about 4 months, and I got a phone call that said, we need you to go back. And I said, I just got here. You know, I just had a son born, and we need you to go back. And that's very, very painful. And I think sometimes that's happening all too often today. The soldiers are not getting enough downtime, you know, to be properly trained, and sometimes more importantly, to spend time with their families, which maintains the viability of the all-volunteer force.
Is that really going to hurt the military, though?
Yeah, I think it runs the potential. If this continues on and it's not properly addressed, which the change out of Mr. Rumsfeld is a wonderful opportunity to correct some of these problems, the problems of the size of the force and the problems with the transformation of the force. In other words, buying the equipment, right equipment, and the right technologies that we need for the future.
You just referred to problems with the transformation of the force, trying to adjust the Army to face the kinds of wars that it may face in the future. That's what you were in charge of when you were on active duty. That's something that even Secretary Rumsfeld's critics gave him credit for urging a transformation of the force. Why didn't you two see eye to eye on what to do?
It wasn't necessarily that I have daily interface to disagree or not agree or whatever the case may be. But I think the point is, Mr. Rumsfeld had sort of the right views, you know, a lighter, more lethal, more, you know, information-based type of a force. I just think that he didn't recognize that you can't just build a future military predicated upon shock and awe. That's good to punish people. But if you're going to take a nation and build it back up, it takes a sizable land force.
Well, General Riggs, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
John Riggs was the head of transformation for the United States Army. He retired in 2004.